Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We're taking a look at those occasions when God may speak to us with an audible voice. And again, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 3. We've been informed that visions were very, very rare. The word of the Lord was very rare. In those days that Eli was overseeing the temple, in those days that Samuel was ministering before the Lord under Eli. Back to verse 3. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Get verse 4 again now. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." Verse 5, and he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Now the Bible makes it clear to us that the Lord called Samuel. But Samuel thought Eli had called him. Now, here's a question. Now, generally speaking, the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Generally speaking, the people who were overseeing the temple were to make sure that that lamp did not go out before it was time. So they had to be awake to make sure that it did not go out before it was time. So this would not, there would have been no reason for Eli, the overseer of the temple, or his protege, Samuel, to have been asleep. Therefore, there would have been no reason for Samuel to have thought maybe he was dreaming. More than likely, even though he was in training, he would have been awake at the time that the Lord called him. So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Ladies and gentlemen, even if we were in bed, think back when we were children, whether we were teenagers, preteens, you name it. We're in bed and we hear our father or we hear our mother call us. We know that sound. We know the voice of our father. We know the voice of our mother. We know their voice. And we can easily distinguish between the voice of our mother and the voice of our older sister. We can easily distinguish between the sound of the voice of our father and the sound of the voice of our brother. We don't confuse the two. We know the sound of that voice. Whether it's father's voice, brother's voice, mother's voice, sister's voice, we know the sound of that voice. Samuel knew the sound of Eli's voice. And to him, the voice that his physical ears were hearing sounded like the voice of Eli. He was hearing with his physical ears, just as though Eli had indeed called him. The voice sounded like Eli's voice. So he said to him, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Three times Samuel heard Eli call him. No, he only thought he was hearing Eli call him. But one thing he was certain of, he heard a voice. He had not yet come to know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. So God was indeed calling him, but using a voice that Samuel could hear in a way that Samuel could perceive the voice. He didn't correctly identify who was calling him. He did not correctly identify the voice to him. It sounded like Eli's voice, but he knew he heard an audible voice, and he responded to that audible voice. Now, once Eli told him, "You say, if he calls again, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Samuel obeyed. Let's see what happened after that. A beautiful fire that burned through.